We invite you to walk down Main Street and experience the history of a small town. Learn how an ambitious trail town like Seneca, Kansas, grew up in the wild, wild west. Follow the 30-minute Main Street tour and enjoy the display panels mounted on a dozen buildings with photos and stories, both old and new. Follow the Red Brick Road. Your historical walking tour of Seneca begins right here on this historic kiosk at 4th and Main. Get your walking tour map right there. Number one, the Felt Block Building at 4th and Main. The Pony Express Museum is housed in this elegant Italianate iron front building built in 1880. See a replica mochila that carried the mail from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California. Today you can take a sneak peek inside and see one of the beds that the Pony Express riders actually slept on. You know, they used to hire orphans to be Pony Express riders, and they always carried a gun. Building 2, the Seneca Theater at 3rd and Main. At one time, Seneca had two opera houses. In 1885, one of the ornate opera houses was built at this site. Through the years, live performances from the local Gilbert and Sullivan composer who lives near Seneca gave way to talking pictures and the Twin Theater, now located at the site. Today you can see first-run movies and eat some great fresh popcorn inside. Come on! Number 3, the Guilford Hotel, south side of 3rd and Main. Visitors to Seneca in the 1890s often stayed at the Guilford Hotel. It was torn down before the Kansas Main Street organization worked to preserve their landmarks. This grand hotel was the gathering place for transcontinental passengers traveling the railways through Seneca. It was the social gathering place and also housed many fabulous weddings. Number 4, the Smith Hotel, south side of 4th and Main. Captain John E. Smith built the Smith Hotel for the travelers who were traveling on the St. Joseph feeder trail of the Oregon Trail. The Smith Hotel was also the place where many of the Pony Express riders slept when they were riding in from St. Joseph, Missouri. Imagine Johnny Fry galloping into town on his fast horse, exhausted from his really rough ride, carrying the mail in from St. Joseph, Missouri. The ladies of the town couldn't wait to bake him some sweet treats for his journey into the wild, wild west. Stop 5, the Railroads Panel, south corner of 5th and Main. The Kansas City and Northwestern Railroads arrived in Seneca in 1887. The first railroad built west of the Missouri River with dreams of becoming transcontinental. Today, the Union Pacific trains travel through Seneca about every half hour on their way to Wyoming. In fact, you might even hear a train whistle while you're on the historic walking tour. Stop 6, the Seneca Telephone Company, 506 Main. See this window? That was the vantage point of Nellie May, Seneca's telephone operator. From up there, she could see where everybody was, she knew what you were doing, and if you were going to be late for dinner. Americana at its best. The telephone came to Seneca in the 1880s. Number 7, the Courier Tribune, 512 Main. In 1863, it started as a Republican paper, then became the Courier Democrat, and today delivers local news around the world. Historical editions are on microfilm at the Seneca Library. The Nemaha Courier was the first newspaper in Nemaha County. Stop 8, the Seneca Library, 606 Main. The original building was the Old Stone Universalist Church, built in 1869. Today, it's a great example of preserving the historic architecture and stained glass windows with new modern addition to meet today's technology. The Seneca Library was rated fourth in the nation in 2009. Stop 9, the Seneca Post Office, 607 Main. In 1938, Seneca was awakening from the Great Depression. One of the first stimulus projects was this mural by Joe Jones. It's called Men in Wheat, right here in the lobby of the post office. Out of the post office, the historical walking tour continues. But now, you're going to jail. Really, it's the sheriff's house and the jail. Come on. Stop 10, the sheriff's residence and jail, 113 North 6th. Built in 1879, you'll find a great collection of photographs and artifacts and an active genealogical library run by a great group of volunteer ladies from the Historical Society. The museum is open on Wednesdays and by appointment. This is one of the oldest jails in the entire state of Kansas. It now houses the Nemaha County Historical Museum. Number 11, City Hall, 6th and Main. The Beaux Arts Museum was built in 1916 and still operates the city administration at this site. We go right around the corner into the Firefighters Museum and wait till you see this great fire engine.
Hi, I'm Tammy. I'm the city administrator here in Seneca. I'm seated on the 1922 Stutz fire engine in the Seneca Fire Department Museum. Imagine what it was like when they used this vehicle to fight fires all those years ago.
While you're on the historic walking tour, don't be afraid to veer off now and then and take in some great sights such as this fabulous church. There's so much to see and do. Stop 12, the Buggy Store. This 1886 Romanesque building is a great example of preservation through the years. Step back in time and see what the store interior looked like 120 years ago. Even the rope-drawn freight elevator that used to haul the buggies upstairs is still operative. Today you can shop inside this antique store and get a glimpse of what a shopping experience would have been like in the 1880s. Our final stop, number 13. The First National Bank, north corner of 5th and Main. This jewel of Main Street was built in 1889. It reflected the grandeur of Seneca at the time. The Depression closed the bank and for many years covered its Tiffany-inspired windows. This is the building Mrs. James Naismith, yes, her husband is the gentleman who invented basketball. She used to climb the steps to visit her brother who had a dental office on the upper level. She lived her later years in Seneca to be near her family. Today, you can enjoy the revitalized Cornerstone Coffee House and meet your friends for a little socializing and an ice cream toast. You'll love the people in this great town. Main Street is truly the heart of Seneca. Thank you for visiting Seneca, and we hope to see you again. Our podcast will be available at the Seneca Library for your viewing. The next time you're traveling on Highway 36, stop for a visit in Seneca. Just follow the red brick streets downtown for this historical tour, funded by the Kansas Humanities Council.